Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're taking a deep dive into Chapter 7 of Steps to Christ.
Oh, this is a good one.
I know, right? And it's perfect timing, actually.
How so?
Well, it goes right along with what our friends over at the Living Word SDA Church Prayer Group are studying right now.
Ah, that's great.
So to all our listeners from Living Word, this one's especially for you.
We're diving into the test of discipleship.
Yes. Yeah. We're asking the big questions. How do we really know if we're following Jesus? And what does that, like, genuine discipleship look like in our everyday lives?
Yeah, that's something we all grapple with, you know, figuring out what it really means to be a disciple. Thankfully, Ellen White gives us some powerful insights in this chapter.
She does. She starts off with this really cool metaphor about the wind.
Oh, yeah, I love that part.
Me too.
Yeah.
So, like, we can't actually see the wind itself, right?
Right.
But we can see the leaves rustling. We feel it on our skin. We know it's there because of what it does.
Exactly. It's invisible, but we see its impact all around us.
I just love that imagery.
It's a perfect way to explain conversion, isn't it?
Oh, tell me more about that.
Well, just like the wind, true conversion is this invisible transformation deep inside us, but it has visible effects.
So it changes the way we act, how we treat people.
Our whole way of being, really.
Hmm. So it's not just about trying to, like, force ourselves to be good people.
You got it. Real change comes from God's grace working within us.
Okay, so outward actions aren't the whole picture, then?
Not at all. In fact, White says focusing only on outward morality can be kinda deceiving. Someone might seem really righteous on the outside, but if they don't have a genuine love for God, it's just an act.
Like you can't judge a book by its cover kind of thing.
Exactly. The real test isn't outward appearances. It's what's going on in our hearts and minds. What's motivating us? What are we filling our thoughts with? Where do our affections truly lie?
Oof. Okay, that one hits home. It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and lose sight of the bigger picture.
I hear you. It happens to all of us.
So if it's not just about outward actions, then how do we even start to measure that inner transformation? How do we know if our hearts are really changing?
That's where the fruits of the Spirit come into play.
Okay, those are?
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
Wow, yeah. Those are powerful.
They're the evidence of a life transformed by Christ, you know? It's not just feelings, but how those qualities actually show up in our lives.
I see. So it's about how we live those things out.
Exactly. Think about someone who's struggling with addiction, and through faith, they find freedom and sobriety.
Wow.
Or someone who is consumed by pride, but through their relationship with Christ, they start to radiate humility. They put others first.
Those are such powerful examples.
They really show how change happens, not just through willpower, but through God's grace.
Yeah, we can't just grit our teeth and suddenly become better people.
That's like trying to climb a mountain with a broken leg. You need help. You need a rescuer.
And that's where God's grace steps in.
Exactly. It lifts us up, carries us when we can't go on our own.
But some people get kind of tripped up, thinking they have to climb that mountain themselves, or that the rescue helicopter means they can just, like, jump off cliffs.
Ah, yes. White calls those dangerous errors.
Right, she does, yeah. Can you unpack those a little bit?
Absolutely. The first one is thinking we can earn our salvation through good works. It's like trying to earn God's favor by our own efforts.
So it's not about checking things off a to-do list?
Not at all. Our best efforts without Christ are still flawed. Salvation is a gift, not a reward we earn.
And then there's the opposite error, thinking that because we're saved by grace, we don't have to obey God's law anymore.
Right, like we have a free pass to do whatever we want.
Right.
True freedom in Christ isn't about doing whatever we please. It's about choosing to obey God because we love him. It comes from a transformed heart.
Okay, so if it's not about our work saving us, why does White emphasize them so much? Why even try to be good?
That's where this idea of the law of love comes in. God's law isn't just some random set of rules, you know, to keep us down or something. It's not about that.
Honestly, I've always kind of wrestled with that.
I get it.
Like, law and love don't really seem to go together.
No, not at first glance, maybe.
But White's saying God's law shows his character.
Right. It shows his love for us, his desire for our good. Think of it like a parent setting boundaries for their kid, right?
Yeah.
The kid might feel restricted, but the parent's doing it out of love.
To keep them safe, help them grow.
Exactly. And when we see God's law like that, obedience, it becomes less about, like, having to and more about wanting to.
Because we love him.
Right. It's a response to the love he's given us first.
So it's not a checklist. It's about reflecting God's love.
That's it. And that brings us back to faith and works. We're saved by grace through faith, not by anything we do, but that saving faith, it naturally produces good works.
Like fruit on a tree.
Yes.
Yeah.
A healthy tree bears fruit, right?
Because it's alive, connected to the source of life.
And we're connected to Christ.
I see the parallel.
Here's another way to think about it. Christ lived a perfect life, obeyed God's law perfectly.
Okay.
And when we're in him, you know, his spirit's in us, we get that power to live like him, to reflect his character.
So our actions, they show the change happening inside.
Exactly. And you see this all through the Bible. By their fruits, you will know them, Jesus said. True faith, it produces good fruit.
Right, right.
But this doesn't mean we instantly become perfect.
Oh, no, definitely not.
We all mess up. We're still growing.
Oh, yeah. And that's where I think people, like I know I do, we get discouraged.
I understand.
We set these high standards and then we fall short.
And it feels like failing.
It does.
But White gets that, you know? She says becoming like Christ, it takes time, it's a process. And sometimes it shows us our flaws, things we didn't even notice before.
Like when you clean one window
mm-hmm.
and suddenly you see all the dirt everywhere else.
Huh. That's a great analogy. It's tempting to get overwhelmed by that stuff, you know? But instead of getting down on ourselves, we need to remember it's actually a sign of growth. As we understand Christ's perfection more, our own imperfections, they stick out more. That's why she says.
Go on.
The closer you come to Jesus, the more faulty you will appear in your own eyes.
Wow, that's so true. I felt that tension for sure.
Yeah.
The closer I get to God, the more I see my own shortcomings.
Yeah.
But how do we not let that, you know, paralyze us? How do we keep moving forward?
White has this amazing antidote to discouragement.
What is it?
It's a quote. I love it. She writes, "The less we see to esteem in ourselves, the more we shall see to esteem in the infinite purity and loveliness of our Savior. It's not about focusing on how far we have to go. It's about the one who's already done it all."
Shifting our focus.
From our mess ups to his perfection.
It's not about being perfect ourselves. It's about recognizing we need a Savior.
That's it. And in those moments when we're humble, when we see our need for Christ.
That's when his grace really works.
That's where it shines.
So we're saved by grace, not works, but true faith leads to a changed life.
Yes, a life that reflects Christ's character.
That's what chapter 7 is all about, isn't it? Going beyond the surface, letting God's love change us from the inside out.
That's the heart of it. It's a journey, lots of ups and downs, but ultimately,
it's about becoming more like Jesus.
Which is amazing.
And challenging.
So true. So for all our listeners from Living Word SDA Church, this next part's for you.
Okay, so we're picking back up with this idea that the closer we get to Jesus, the more we see our own flaws.
Right. It sounds weird.
It does, kind
of. But it's this, like, paradox of the Christian life. We're not actually getting worse. It's just that as we understand Christ's perfection more, our own imperfections, they just stand out more.
Like, imagine you're in a dark room and then, bam, someone flips on a bright light.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly you see all this dust and clutter you never even noticed before.
That's it. And it can be kind of unsettling, you know, at first. We might think, oh, man, I'm a mess.
Yeah. I have so far to go.
But that awareness, seeing those things, it's actually good.
How so?
It's a sign that we're growing because it pushes us toward the one who can actually help us.
You're toward Jesus.
Yes. Recognizing our need for him, that's when we experience his grace.
It's like admitting we can't do it on our own.
That's it. Remember that quote? The less we see to esteem in ourselves, the more we shall see to esteem in the infinite purity and loveliness of our Savior.
It's about taking our eyes off ourselves.
And putting them on Jesus.
Not about being perfect, but knowing we need a Savior.
And as we do that, as we let God work in us, that's when the fruit of the Spirit starts to show up.
The love, joy, peace, all that.
All of it. Not because we're forcing it, but because we've been changed by the Holy Spirit.
And those changes, those are what really show if we're following Jesus.
That's the test. It's not just talk. It's a transformed heart.
That's what this whole chapter is about.
It's about going deeper, letting God's love change us inside and out.
It's a journey with challenges.
Yeah, but full of hope and grace, too.
And the promise of a life more like Jesus.
Exactly. So as we wrap up, I want to encourage you to keep thinking about this stuff.
Yeah, don't let it end here.
If you're at Living Word, take this back to your prayer group. Talk it out. Pray about it. Let it really sink in.
And for everyone listening, no matter where you are on your journey,
keep seeking, keep growing, and keep diving deeper into these truths.
Because they really can change us.
And never forget, the closer you get to Jesus, the more you'll realize how much you need him.
And that's okay.
That's where grace comes in.